This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Downtown, Miss Daughter of the Godfather of Soul, Mr. James Brown, founder of the James Brown Family Foundation and the James Brown Academy of Music Pupils. And you are watching The Dawn Reese Show. You go, girl.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections here at Tan Talk Radio. I'm Dawn Reese, your host, and I have my beautiful co-host to my right, Yvonne Madison.
Yes, Miss Florida Diva.
That's right. And to our left, we have our junior teen reporter.
Hi, Miss Clearwater 2015.
That's right. We have an exciting show, ladies.
Yes, we do.
I know. And we just had lunch over at Naughty Nancy's next door.
Yes, they're having a big affair over there, some type of charity or something like that.
I know. Great food and great fun. And we're going to talk about the Glorified Women's event that we were at this morning.
Okay.
And we'll talk about what you bought, what I bought. And do we have anyone on the air? Peter, are we ready? Okay. Who's our first caller?
We got Bobby.
Oh, hi, Bobby. Hello, Bobby. Bobby.
Is it raining up there?
No, it's nice and sunny. Is it raining down there?
It's about to.
Oh, no. Well, we have Bobby. He's with Nighttime Miami.
Okay.
TV show. And, Bobby, we have a young artist in the house that we'd like to get on your show as well. But we're also collaborating with you and your show with Hollywood Connections. We're very excited. Tell us how... I know. Tell us how we're going to do and venture out together.
Well, we're going to be guest working a little bit in the beginning, but basically what we're going to do is Nighttime Miami is going to be setting up a national internet TV station that we will be doing programming from 24/7, and we're going to start on YouTube or whatever one of those places we can get. Because we're going to start to put our own programming on, and we could do it nationally. And then eventually, within 2 or 3 months after that, we will start franchising, meaning people in the different cities that we want to be in will have the opportunity to buy a franchise. And they can put on their own programming, except for the national programming and sponsors that we get. And it'll be run just like any other local TV station. And God willing, we do this the way we want to, and I'm sure we will, because Dawn is a genius.
Oh, she is. She's that. She's a real genius.
She's pretty good looking, too. I'll let you a hottie, too. Anyway, we're going to be having affiliate stations just like whatever the NBC affiliate or ABC affiliate is up there. And the main hub will be Florida, where we'll do all the programming. We'll sell advertising. These people are going to get a chance to do advertising on our TV station. And then eventually, if all goes the way we hope it will, we're going to get a regular station spot on DirecTV or Comcast. Probably DirecTV because Comcast, nobody likes them. Just kidding.
No, that's fabulous. And also, too, your website, you want to give everybody?
Yeah, it's getting some minor repair work now, but I think you could still get on. It's called www.nighttime, spelled N-I-T-E. T-I-M-E, Miami, M-I-A-M-I. And if they want to reach me directly, right now they can reach me at the cell phone, 516-626-8742. And Dawn, be prepared because you're going to have one of these major shows. Dawn's cooperating with us as well.
We're excited.
And one of the reasons we're doing this is because we are getting involved with the South Florida Gold of the American Basketball Association. And... we're going to want to, God willing, if everything works out, get all the teams covered with TV coverage.
Well, I have an idea. Bobby, hold that thought, because I have a really great sportcaster that could work with us on this with the ABA
Wonderful.
Basketball Association. And
Wonderful.
Say hello to Bobby.
Hey, how you doing, Bobby? My name is Peter Blake.
Hi, Peter Blake. I heard a lot about you.
Thank you very much. I hope it's all good.
Yeah, he's fabulous.
I heard you run a Vegas review, which is unbeknownst to everybody, but terrific. No, I'm just kidding.
I wish.
No, we got to get him. Well,
we can make that happen.
Let's do it. Let's do one of those DraftKings fan duels before they shut it down.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that because, I mean, I worked with the San Diego Chargers back from 78 to 88.
Uh-huh.
And I got a lot of experience about that. And I also worked with the Tonight Show when Johnny Carson was there.
That's the Dan Fouts days when they went to the AFC Championship game versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah.
Yeah. They went to the Bengals one time and they lost to the Oilers the other time. Pittsburgh won.
Well, we'll have to get you on his show after my show. Uh-huh. But I wanted you to connect with him so you can actually hear his voice. He would be a great sportcaster for us. What do you think?
I love it. I love it.
I know.
I love it.
So I just have a real quick question. I have Yvonne here, our Miss Florida Diva, that I want her involved with this as well. And Brianna, say hi.
Hi.
And can she sing? Can she sing something for you real quick live on the air?
Absolutely.
Give him a 30-second something, a little teaser.
Okay.
Here we go. We got more callers.
I know she pressed you, so.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't shed a tear just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Oh, ooh, that's nice. I have to add that she's 12 years old, Bobby.
I know.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
Exciting. So these are the kind of talents that we want to bring on. You know, I think I can play the song with my guitar with that one song. But, Bobby, listen.
Well, I'm sure we can get tracks or some musicians.
Fabulous.
And by the way, if you could help us on your station by asking musicians, and I'll give you the phone. Well, you have the phone number. I'll give it you again if you want.
Yes, I'd like to have it again.
We're going to start auditioning musicians to come on our show down in Fort Lauderdale, and if they can make it, and they'll have a shot to be on a TV station. Because besides just the internet thing, we're going to be airing our show from Key West to Vero Beach in Florida.
Nice.
On the other side from you guys. And then if all goes well, that'll be on CBS and the CW. And if all goes well, we're going to start airing out by you guys, I would say by March at the latest.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Well, we have a special spot for you on your call-in time every week and talk about talent.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're excited. So, Bobby, I hate to close our quick conversation. I know we have three other callers on hold right now, but we're going to get you back next week. And, again, this is for Nighttime Miami. Thank you, Bobby, for calling in.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Amazing man, producer. Yes. We're going to be involved with what he's doing. You too, as well.
Oh, good.
So we have how many callers?
Well, we got two callers on the line here.
Okay, who is next? Do we have
Mr. Vegas?
Okay, and then who do we have after?
Jerry.
Jerry. Mm-hmm. Jerry from where?
Jerry, I think his name is Jerry Austin. I think is what he said it.
Can you find out again?
Yeah.
We'll be right back and type that in for me. Okay, and hi, we got Mr. Vegas on the phone. How are you?
Hi.
Gerard?
Yes, hello.
We fine.
We're networking. We got a TV show we're going to be involved in. We're excited.
Yes, we are.
Well, just let me say happy belated Veterans Day to all the veterans out there listening to your show. And I would like to start a trend on the Dawn Reeves Hollywood Connection that often people say thank you for your service. And veterans are normally stuck on what to say, and I think we should say thank you for being someone worth serving for. Because if they can recognize our sacrifice and the service, then we should recognize them being someone worth serving for. Okay, now, with that being said, I want to give a shout-out to one of my sponsors. His name is Spot Art Gallery. That's Spot, S-P-O-T, Art, gallery.com. Check out his artwork. He's the only one who I let print the Michael Jackson canvas, the Mr. Godfather stole Mr. James Brown artwork. And with Bonnie, our Hilton Swing's Grammy Party Reunion, and S. Chevy Help Make a Dream Come True Awards coming up on February 28th, I have a real surprise of some artwork that you need to come and check it out. Now, the guest who I have right now, I show you the power of networking, which is what Bonnie was all about, was that I met her at a club called Decades in New York. And we talked a little bit, and it's very rare. You have to be something special in them, especially something special in me, for them to give me their personal number, and she gave me her personal number. And what happened was that I was on the Ice Arts Council with Lillian Barbash and Mary Barbash, the founders. Mary's passed away, but Lillian is the founder, and Linda Moran. And I asked Bobby to come out and perform for the public. The art councils, in every city they have them, where they provide free music and free entertainment to the public. And she came and did a terrific job. She's known as the first lady of jazz. She's a prodigy, which means that she started performing, showing off her talent at a very young age. She's performed kings, queens, and presidents around the world. And right now, I'd like to introduce you to Miss Bobby Humphrey.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
We were just bragging about you.
Yes. How are you, Bobby?
Thank you.
Yes. Do you remember the East organization in Brooklyn?
The East?
Yes.
Yes.
That's where I'm from. That's where I've seen you many, many times. From the East organization. They used to have the East program. Remember that, Bobby?
Years ago, yes.
Years ago, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and her hubby is in the record industry, and he was just bragging about you, saying, wow, she can really amazingly play that
flute.
And I think while you're on the air, I think we have that playing. Is that right? We got it playing. Can we turn it up a little louder so everyone can hear it? And we're going to come right back. Stay right there for a minute. And that's you. That's amazing.
Yes,
Thank you.
I have to admit, I picked out that track from her new CD called Black and Blue because I'm a New Yorker, you know. So I went to the drive.
You want some coffee?
Yes, I'm a New Yorker too.
I just like the coffee.
I spent most of my years in Brooklyn.
Wow. So we have a question. Stay on the line here, Bobby. Brianna, she's 12, and she's an uprising singer artist. She has a question for you.
Hi, Bobby. Okay. How did you get started, and how long did it take?
Oh, I started actually in Dallas, Texas, and I went to the Dallas Public School District, and they took me to the symphony, and I started on the song flute, and then I later got in the band, and by the time I was 21, I was recording my first album.
Oh, wow.
I came up to New York from Dallas, Texas. So just believe in your dream and practice a lot.
Did you have to invest in yourself with, you know, studio time and everything, or did someone help you with that? Or that was a question people always ask.
Major labels, Sony, Warner Brothers. I was the first female signed to Blue Note Records. When I came to New York, I was at the Apollo Theater, and I met Stevie Wonder. And I'm on a most epic album, Songs in the Key of Life. I have a platinum for that. And
wow.
then fast forward and went into business. I discovered a kid by the name of Tevin Campbell and sold about 6 million records with him through Warner Brothers and my company. And now I have my own record company, Paradise Sounds Records. And the album that I'm currently promoting is called Passion Flute. You can get that on iTunes.com, Passion Flute by Bobby Humphrey.
Oh, Bobby, that's fabulous. And I know we have Benny Luck in the house. He's like the Quincy Jones of Tampa here. And he was just bragging about you, how much he loved your music as well.
And you have inspired him to go back to study flute.
Uh-huh. If I may add something, Bobby, you've also played with some of the great jazz legends like, Dizzy Gillespie, or who was some of the other artists?
Dizzy Gillespie spotted me in my college years. I was at Texas Southern University, and then I went on to SMU, and he voted for me as best soloist and the Collegiate Jazz Festival. And it reached like a publisher's dream, actually. The third day I was in New York, I really didn't know anyone, and my mother told me I had a distant cousin and looked him up. And lo and behold, I went with him, and I met the great Duke Ellington and a heavy man. So I'm working on my autobiography.
That's wonderful, Bobby.
Well, we want to
meet a number of people.
But where do you play at now? I mean, are you busy?
I play all over the world.
All over the place?
From Houston, Texas. Went back for to my alma mater, and I was put in the Hall of Fame there in the city, Houston. And right now I'm working on two new CDs, actually three, the Gospel Flute, Champagne Flute, and Christmas Flute. It's going to be an EP. So I've been busy running my label, Paradise Sounds Records, and I do mainly festivals and big concert halls.
Wonderful.
Now, let me ask you, you have
but there's been a big tragedy in France, I think, and we need to take a moment and send our love and our prayers to those who had the tragedy, the victim of a terrorist
attack.
And the rest of us from idiots like that around the world.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
A very dangerous world, and just hug your family, extra hug today. I just came in with my son and grandkids. We were just shopping. And it's all about love, and sooner or later, hopefully, I pray it'll get through to people who are causing this terrorism.
That's true. That's true. And real quick, Bobby, I know we have a couple other calls on the line here, and I do have one more question real quick. You said you have a label. Are you looking for more people on your label, or is that just your own, or can you elaborate on that?
Paradise Sounds Records. Like, I did the thing, like, 20 years ago when I discovered Tevin Campbell, and now it's, you know, just my time to concentrate on my jazz or whatever idiom, you know, that I want to do. I love all kinds of music, R&B, reggae, blues. So I want to touch on a couple of those, even if it's just an EP. And the technology has certainly made it possible.
Gotcha.
Endless possibilities.
And what's your website?
I was going to ask
that. My website is Bobby with an I, BobbyHumphrey.net. I'm also on Facebook. And like I said, you can. That's the only title after all these years that I own personally. Because I'm an artist activist, I've been quite active fighting the labels for my royalties and helping other people fight for their royalties, is Passion Flute. So I'm an independent artist, and you can get that on Amazon or iTunes.com, Passion Flute. Sort of a play on word. I hang out a lot in the islands on my way to Tobago tomorrow, hopefully.
Nice.
And I'm going to Bora Bora. So I love the tropical climate, and I, you know, sit on the beach, and a lot of ideas come to me.
Fabulous, fabulous. Well, we thank you so much, Jared. You're amazing. You're bringing the best from
so
Vegas.
Thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
We'll have to get you down here for the Clearwater Jazz Festival. How's that?
Yes.
I would love to. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm planning on coming to the Keys real soon. I cannot take the cold, and my neighbors say, well, it's only in the 50s. I do not like the cold.
I don't blame you.
I would love to come to Clearwater.
Well, we'd love to have you in the station if you're ever on this end of town. And then thank you, Brianna, for asking her. And Gerard, thank you again. We'll see you in Vegas in February. And Yvonne, any other?
No, I'm just so excited to hear from Bobby Humphrey.
Excuse me. Remember, dreams are nothing more than plans awaiting action. Never disrespect the elderly. Always pull someone up. And sometimes you may be the only one to see your vision. You can see me on Facebook at Gerard McLeod, that's McLeod, and you can also email me at sgibmagazine@gmail.com. And remember, what's that, Dawn? I will always love you more.
That's right. And that's what makes the world go around and around. And we'll be back. And thank you so much, Gerard. Can't wait for next week. All right. Thank you both. And Bobby, what an amazing artist in flute. And what an inspiration.
Oh, fabulous.
Super, super great. And you had a good question for her. Now, can we go to Nicholas's interview real quick with, we have a special VIP guest that he interviewed. And stay tuned. Listen to this. And then we have, let's see, Nicholas on the line. Then we have Gerald, promoter to the stars. He says, your agent.
Hi, Gerdell. You're listening to Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Nicholas and Don Reese.
Hey, everyone. We're here with Brian Gardell, who, if you've watched Mike and Molly before, his brother Billy is actually one of the stars on there. And standing right behind us, well, not standing, but sitting, is their new pizzeria restaurant, Gardell Bros Pizzeria. Now, we were here the first night that it was open.
Yes.
And wow, there was a lot of people here. I think you were a bit overwhelmed too. So how was the first night? How'd it go?
The first night was actually a lot more, I'd say blessed would be a good word, but the turnout was way more than we had originally anticipated.
Ah.
You know, you had mentioned that Bill was here during the show. We got a big semi coming by, folks. But Bill and also then Lou Mastillo, who plays one of the characters on the show, was also here. He was the bartender. So the crowds and the lines were basically nonstop all weekend. It was nonstop from open to close.
Yeah, but
it was great.
You were very nice, and you were walking around your brother, saying hi to everyone,
Absolutely.
Giving them pizza. So everyone enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
So now, going back in time a bit, how did it originally come up that you wanted to build this restaurant? Mm-hmm. And how did it kind of work out with building the restaurant and partnering up with your brother?
Well, the restaurant was already here. We didn't really have to build anything. So it's kind of like key ready, which was really cool. But me and my brother have always wanted to do a business together. And basically everything aligned in terms of me being in Florida, the restaurant opening up, the space. My dad lives close to here, my aunt, my uncle, my cousin. So basically everything just aligned up to the Hunters Creek area. So it really did line up the way we needed it to.
Now, looking at the menu, is there anything specific that you think is unique about the menu system? For example, some of the foods that you included in?
Yeah, I would say, well, the recipes come from Jimmy Cellini. He is our main chef who basically created the menu along with my brother, but they're his recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Uniqueness is Jimmy C's meatballs. It's a meatball that, I'm not even a meatball guy, but I would have to honestly say that it's probably one of the best meatballs you'll get anywhere. And the pizza, of course. We tried to bring, say that pizza's bad here, but we wanted to definitely bring a little northern pizza here and try and just a different taste of pizza. And, you know, and I think we're doing a good job at that. There's a lot of work that we still need to work on, service-wise, consistencies with chefs, because we are still ultimately a new restaurant. But the pizza and the meatballs, I'd say, are pretty unique.
Yeah. Me and my dad absolutely love the pizza.
Nice.
And we're going to have some more after this, by the way. Ah, so good.
Good.
So now, this is a big question that's usually on the mind of anybody who's creating a business or a restaurant. And we were talking about before expansion.
Right.
And you said that it's probably a Billy question to ask,
right.
But would you like to expand sometime in the future if everything stabilized and everything is looking out? Would you like to maybe create another restaurant around Florida or maybe in another place along the nation, anywhere like that?
Right. Well, obviously, you know, any business would like to expand. I mean, that's ultimately probably why you do a business. But right now we're just kind of keeping it day to day, like I said, not to be redundant, but you know, we want to work on quality service, we want to work on consistency with the chefs, we want this place to be perfect, which, you know, there is room for improvement, obviously, in any restaurant. I feel that there's room for improvement. So until we iron this out, get this down to where we need it to be, then we're not even going to discuss possible where or when and all that other stuff. We're new to the business, so we want to take it one day at a time, essentially.
Now, here's an interesting question. Who's funnier, you or your brother?
Oh, totally me. That's an easy question. Yeah. No. Well, how about this? I'm funnier, but he gets paid to be funnier. How about that? Yeah. So that's why I'm at the restaurant, and he's out there being funny. But we're both pretty funny. We got a funny dad, so I guess we both got that gene.
So now, for those who don't know about the restaurant or who wasn't here the first day that was launched, mm-hmm. Is there any websites or social media sites anywhere that they can go to check out the menu and just learn more information about the restaurant so
we
they
do.
Can come over here?
Yeah, first of all, we're on Facebook, which is Gardell Brothers, which you can follow us on that. Bill, I know, is going to, instead of just putting his name up on the building, wants to be a presence to the restaurant, so he's mm-hmm. going to be here, I think, every 6 to 8 weeks, I believe.
Oh, okay.
He said it's dependent upon his scheduling with Mike and Molly in the show. And then also GardellBrothers.com, there's a website where you can actually do the menu. Until we, again, get things the way we want them here, we're not really rolling out delivery yet. We are doing to-go orders, but once we implement that, then you'll be able to order on the website and stuff like that. Bill's on Twitter with it, so we do got a little social media going out. So.
Well, thank you very much, Brian, for letting me talk to you.
No problem, buddy. It was my
Again,
pleasure.
Absolutely love the food here and absolutely love the restaurant.
Great, buddy. I appreciate
and absolutely
it.
Love you.
Thank
you're an
you.
Awesome.
And you're awesome, man. Thank you.
And thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Okay, and we're back. That was Nicholas Wolf, our reporter out and about. And Nicholas, are you on the air? You there?
I think he's...
Are you there?
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Did you like your interview? I loved it.
Yeah, he was a really awesome guy to talk to.
I know.
Especially after seeing him run around with his brother the first night.
Cool. You know, I like the question, who's funnier, you or him? And since he's a famous comic anyways, we're trying to get him on the show too. So, you know, he loved the interview, Nicholas, and so proud of you. And we want to thank you. And you just did the Orlando Fashion Show?
Yep, Orlando International Fashion Week.
How did that go?
That went actually very well. We met a lot of designers. We met with the people, some of the people who were part of the event and running the event, as well as some of the models who are actually friends of ours, who, you know, we were surprised to see them, so we wanted to talk to them a bit. But we got a lot of interviews the different nights that we came. And then the last night was amazing with the show that they had.
Ooh,
and seeing all the designs.
Well, we'd like to enjoy, you know, have you in the parades. There's a lot of parades coming up, you know, so we need Nicholas Wolf in the parades with us. How's that?
Sounds nice.
Wave as a reporter. Well, Nicholas, we look so forward to sending you out there again and getting more interviews and working on what you do. And we're so proud of you. I guess Brianna is in the house. She's one of our new reporters, and she's been with us. And you met her.
Yeah.
You met Nicholas, and he won the Talkie Awards, you know, and he interviewed you. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, so Brianna, you have a question for Nicholas.
Yeah. What are your favorite interviews?
Ooh.
There's a lot of interviews, some of them that I kind of forgot about. But I would say the more recent ones, especially the ones that a lot of the filmmakers I met over in Sunscreen, as well as a lot of the interviews I haven't released yet with the International Fashion Show, I think, you know, group-wise, those events are going to be my favorite for interviews, just because everyone was very energetic in both of those. All the filmmakers and designers had something to say. They talked about their history. They talked about, you know, how much they love the business that they're in, and how much they want to see more out of the community, both in Orlando and the fashion community in general, just come together and create amazing things.
Yeah,
there's a lot of energy in both of those sides.
No, I just want to compliment you. I think you're doing a fabulous job, Nicholas.
Woohoo! Give that hand clap for Nicholas. Yay!
I really do. You're doing wonderful.
Well, thank
you very much.
Thank you for calling in. We're going to keep a spot for you every week and play one of your interviews as well. And Alexia has been doing some things, too, out there in Orlando. We're excited. And Brianna will be out there. And we just had Yvonne out there today at the women's event interviewing. So, Nicholas, thank you so much. Say hi to your mom and dad for me.
And thank you.
So we'll talk to you next week. Nicholas Wolf, reporter to the stars and major artist out there and about. And before we go to Maliko, is that right? She's going to be on the line in just a second. We have Jerry from New York. Jerry, are you there? Hello? Are you there? You're on the air. Tan Talk Radio. Where's our caller? Oh, he missed the call. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi there. This is Dawn Reese. You're on the air. Hello? Where's everybody going today? Did they just take off and go to the beach? Well, we are waiting for them to call back. Mm-hmm. We're excited because we were at the women's event today. What did you think of that?
Oh, I like the fact of networking. And I think that it's an event that needs to be promoted.
Right.
And it needs to expand. But I like it.
And what did you buy there today?
I bought oils for my diffuser.
Ooh, what kind?
I bought a lavender and eucalyptus. And I bought something to put around my waist.
Oh, that wrap thing.
The wrap, yeah. Stomach wrap or something like that.
You got a special on that for like
$25? But you know what, Dawn? I really like the acupuncture thing.
Oh, that was different.
Yes, it was real different. It's not really acupuncture. It's something like it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Like a sticker acupuncture.
Yes, and it helps with pain. It helps to make you sleep better. And I think she said she's going to start with one that helps for weight loss.
I heard that. And and we're going to put that full interview. We'll have it up on Hollywood Connection site that's on Tan Talk Radio. So if you go to WTAN, you know, tantalk1340.com,
yes.
Go to shows, programs, and click on Hollywood Connections, and then you go to my Facebook, and you'll see all the interviews that we did today, as well as every interview that we do out there on the red carpet.
What did you buy?
I bought bubble bath from Avon, peppermint. Peppermint bubble bath. And we have our singer from Chicago on, and we had lost her for a moment. Now she's back. Are you
Is
there?
Is that Tamiko?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Thanks We're doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I have no complaint.
Good.
Now, you want to introduce who she is? The great, the grandfather?
The granddaughter of Mr. Willie Nixon. Am I right?
Willie Dixon.
Oh, Dixon. Okay.
Yes.
And he was a blues singer.
He was one of the fathers and founders of the blues.
Oh, my God.
Fabulous.
Yeah, so it's a really big legacy. My grandfather wrote for the Rolling Stones, Ike and Tina Turner, the Pointer Sisters, Elvis Presley, Muddy Waters. He pretty much, I would say he was one of the main creators behind the music and getting the music out overseas with a different artist nowadays. The younger generations are going back and forth overseas and traveling and stuff like that. He was, you know, part of the groundbreaking of it all.
I see he did work with Muddy Waters.
Yeah, he worked with Muddy Waters. He wrote a lot of Muddy tunes and pretty much everyone else. My grandfather is one of the most prolific songwriters.
Did he write Hoochie Coochie Man or something like that?
Yes, he wrote Hoochie Coochie Man, Wang Dang, Doodle Little Red Rooster.
I remember the Hoochie Coochie Man. I remember that. I remember Hoochie Coochie Man. I really do.
Ooh. Yeah. Now, you're a professional singer and superstar yourself. Let's play your music right now and then stay on the line. And we're going to come back. I just want people to enjoy your music. So hold on. We'll be right back.
All right. Thanks.
What amazing music. What amazing artist. And Yvonne, you have a question for her.
Yes. Did you write that piece?
No, actually, that's one of my grandfather's most famous tunes, which is Wang Dang Doodle. It was originally wrote for Howlin' Wolf, which is a famous blues artist.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was recovered by the queen of blues, Coco Taylor. So that's part of my dedication album to my grandfather. This year is his 100th year anniversary.
Tomiko, I have a question. Has the concept of the blues changed over the years?
No, the concept has not changed. The blues is always and always will be the true facts of life expressed in word and song. It's just that a lot of my generation, rather, because I'm 35, so a lot of my generation don't know what the blues is. They haven't been introduced to it.
Okay, so it hasn't changed in any way.
No, it hasn't changed.
Okay.
Well, we have a question. We have a 12-year-old uprising singer. She's in the house with us, and I always help the youth and bring them as reporters. And she does have a question. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Brianna.
Hello, Brianna.
I have two questions for you. Okay, so the first one is, can you share some tips on getting myself started?
Getting yourself started.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to come up with a concept of what your career is going to be. So you're a singer, you're a songwriter. What exactly are you?
Well, I'm a singer, but I'm going to start writing songs. So, yeah.
And an actress.
Okay. Yeah, I'm an actress, too.
Okay, well, as far as the singing, the first thing that I would do is I would start by picking three songs that I know I can sing really well and sing them, since you don't have any written yet.
Yeah.
And make sure that the songs that you pick are popular.
Okay.
And you got to try to sing them better than the person that's singing.
Oh, that's good advice. Wonderful advice. Uh-huh.
And my other question is, so I'm from Chicago, too.
Ooh.
Oh, hey.
Can you talk about you living in Chicago and what your favorite place is out there?
I would say, well, I love Chicago. I was born and raised here. My favorite place in Chicago, I would say, is Giordano's Pizza.
Oh, yes. Today must be pizza day.
The famous stuffed crust pizza. That's one of my favorite places in Chicago,
Well, I'm
and, of course, the Chicago Blues Festival.
I'm going to hook you two up on Facebook, and you guys can chat on some things, and I think you'd be a great mentor for her as well.
Yes.
You know, that's what the show is all about.
And, thank you.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Thank you. And
look
also,
forward to talking to you more.
Well, you're not done yet. Give everybody your website, your phone number, or your booking agent, and we definitely would like to have you call back on one of our other upcoming shows as well and keep us posted with your tour.
All right. Thank you so much. So my name is Tomiko Dixon. That's T-O-M-I-K-O. Dixon. I'm the granddaughter of the blues, the granddaughter of legendary Willie Dixon. You can find me at TomikoDixon.com, or you can simply just Google AMX, AMG, Yahoo, whatever. Just type in Tomiko Dixon, and you'll pretty much find everything that you need to know. If you want to know my phone number, you type in Tomiko Dixon's contact. You'll be able to contact me. If you want to send me videos, Tomiko Dixon videos. Tomiko Dixon songs, Tomiko Dixon. Let's get it cracked.
Well, I want to thank Toni Wilson for connecting me with you, the famous, the late, you know, James Brown actually sanctioned him.
I love you.
I know, as the young James Brown, and I had met him at the pre-Grammys in Los Angeles. And we want to thank you so much. Any other questions, ladies?
No, I just want to say you have a wonderful style in the blues. I really enjoyed your piece.
Thank you.
And your voice. I enjoyed your voice.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I totally have a tone of my own.
You do. Mm-hmm.
And if you're ever here in Clearwater, we'd love to have you at the station. Let us know.
I surely will.
Oh, thank you. God bless. We'll get you back on the internet. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wow, that's an amazing singer.
Yes.
Amazing.
Has her own styles. I mean, she sings the blues, but the style is
and
is
with
her.
You,
she's good.
As an uprising artist, working with Benny Luck back there, you just went to the recording studio last week?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good.
Last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I know he talked to me last week about you. So, and then, so did they, what did they do?
I got to sing a little for them.
Okay.
I got to learn how to do, like, well, I didn't learn, but, like,
more of the music industry?
I got told how to,
okay.
And I got told how to use the stuff.
Very cool. Yeah. So that was impressive.
Yeah.
I was there with her. She did wonderful.
Did you get video on that, Mom?
Yes.
Pictures?
No.
Oh, what? Well, let's go to Gerald Ralston, the promoter to the stars, major artist, and he says he's my agent. He's been so patient. Thank you so much. As you can tell, Jerry, how are you? The only time I talked to you was on the air.
You know, it's so amazing. I want to thank you for putting me in touch with Gerard again after all these years of the Grammy.
Wow.
You know, with Vonnie Hilton Sweeney, we hit it off great. And
good.
And we're back and forth every single day working on things and putting more stuff together.
You also two are more like than two peas in a pod.
Oh, yeah. But nowadays, I just got asked to take and be involved with a brand new animated video series, which is coming out. The biggest thing which I want to mention to you is anybody out there that wants to be a voiceover, I'm going to have a direct connection. Ooh. So they could take and call me at 716-308-0669. That's 716-308-0669. Or email me at songwritersLounge@gmail.com. I have direct ins now for voiceovers.
Oh, nice.
He says 718?
716-308-0669.
I got it.
Now, I want to just say, Dawn Reese, all you people are out there, you can talk about all the people you want in this industry. But Dawn Reese is your connection. She really knows she what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have any qualms about anything. She'll pick up somebody, whether they're 3 years old or 50 years old
or
80 years old.
Or 80 years old like me.
Right, like you.
Do you know, Jerry, I want to say I'm so proud of Yvonne. We went to this Women's Glorified event today, and I put her on camera. And she interviewed all the people that were there. It was fabulous. And Brianna's been on the red carpet interviewing talent agents and, you know, and helping their career. And that's why, I'm looking for more reporters worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for people around the United States. And, you know, they can call me at 727-871-7788. Of course, they're going... How do I write that down? I'm driving. So just go to Tan Talk Radio.
Now, the other thing I want to mention is I'm going after national advertisers, big insurance companies, big Silicon Valley entrepreneurs and all this to take and get you funding for your show so it can go on for more than just 1 hour.
That's right. So nice of you.
I just got off the phone with Matt Kuchera.
I love Matt.
And put me in touch with Matt and I guess, I forget her name. I can never say her name, his wife.
Violetta. We're going to get them on next week.
Violetta.
Right.
And next week, I am presenting some of the information that I have about these movies. These movies are like a one step up from Star Wars and Star Trek. And each time they go to another planet, there's a new music. So it's open to any kind of new music and stuff like that. Speaking of music, I have a song out right now, and I want everybody to at least check it out. If you go to Willie, WILLYO, all right, type that in, anything at all. Basically, if you go to iTunes or Instagram or any of those, you'll come up with my song called Miss Right, and also One for the Lord. I did one called Shout It From the Housetop.
So I'll take those links, Jerry. We'll put it on the website next to with the Tan Talk on Facebook so people can actually see that and watch that. And Jerry, we want to thank you so much for calling in. We're going to get Matt and Violetta because Michael Givens will be here next weekend, the film director.
He's doing a big project, Dawn. He's doing a big project this week, so give him about 3-4 days and call him.
Sure. I always keep in touch with him all the time, and they're fabulous people.
And I have a new associate with me, Crystal, who is the daughter of Gene Jacobs from Three Dog Night.
I'm there. We're there. We can't
so
wait.
We're going to have her on one night. One day we'll call in with her.
Sure, we definitely will do that. We're excited. And we have Michael Givens on the phone right now. So, Jerry, we're going to pop over. We have 10 minutes left with Tan Talk Radio. And, Jerry, thank you so much for calling in. I'll call you after the show.
We love you. Thank you.
Bye, Jerry. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
What a promoter. What a man. And another man that is on the line is a film director. Before we put Michael on, can we play that commercial for Michael? That'd be awesome. And we'll be right back. Hold on, Michael. Don't go away.
Michael Givens with the MGA Acting and Film Institute of Charleston, South Carolina. And I'm listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese on Tan Talk Radio, 1340 AM. I have some exciting news for the Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg, Clearwater area. In fact, for all Floridians interested in acting. The MGA crew and I will be headed down your way to present some serious acting workshops. December 5th through the 12th. We'll be there teaching a teen class. We're going to have an adult acting class. We'll have a class in the business of the business so that actors know exactly how to get themselves connected. We're going to save some time to shoot some headshots. Go take a look at our website at mgafilm.org. That's mgafilm.org. Or call 843-252-2222. And book yourself some time in these workshops. We hope to see you there.
And we're back with the man of that voice, and Michael Givens, welcome.
I'm working for having. I got a different voice today. I've got a cold.
Oh, well, nothing but NyQuil will help. And a loving wife and chicken soup.
A little bit of vitamin C.
Have your wife cook some of that chicken soup, homemade, for you.
Right. Dang. And I thought it was whiskey that got you cooked.
Brandy. Brandy.
Oh, well, we've got Brianna in the house as a youth, and she is excited to meet you, Michael. And, Michael, you are coming into Tampa for next weekend for the film festival.
That is correct.
Right.
I'm coming into town to do the craft festival. And the Craft Film Festival, and that ought to be fun. I think I'm speaking there next Saturday.
Do you know, because I know we have you maybe coming to the station. Do you know the times yet?
I do not.
Oh, we got to check on that right away. Because we want you on the station. Everybody's excited to have you here. I know. And Brianna.
I'm excited to be there.
So we just talked about your classes, what you're offering. And Brianna, she's 12. She has a question for you, Michael.
Hi. How long have you been in the business?
Oh, merciful heavens. it's approaching 38 years.
Oh.
How did you get started?
My pat answer for that is indentured servitude. I was forced into it. Since I was a child, I wanted to make movies. And I grew up in a little town up in the hills of South Carolina that didn't even have a movie theater. But somehow I knew they were made by somebody, and that's all that I ever wanted to do. And I went out to Los Angeles and went to school out there and lived out there for a long time doing it. And that's why I like to teach this class, because you don't have to move to Los Angeles and suffer that indignity. So, you know, you can do it from right there where you're at.
And you have one more question for Michael?
Yeah. What movies have you been in, and what films have you directed?
Well, I was the second unit director of that little film, Coyote Ugly. And I did another film that some people know about called Angel Camouflaged.
Great movie.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Dawn was, she was involved with that.
James Broden was in that too, right?
Yes, he was. Yeah.
We did some after interviews with Matt and Violetta. We're going to get them on next week.
Fantastic.
Yay.
Fantastic. But you should go look me up somewhere, you know, like on IMDb, and you can see the list of nonsensical projects I've been involved with. Sure.
I don't really have a question, but I'm so excited that you're coming to do your workshop here in December. I'm an old black theater actress with Imama Baraka. You know Mary Baraka?
Yes, ma'am, I've heard.
Yes, I traveled all over this country with him doing his plays. And
that's fantastic.
I need like a little uplift now. I need to go into the new area, what's going on. I think that you're the man for me.
Well, I sure hope so. And, you know, I will try to help light a fire with you.
Yes, I'm excited about it.
It is loads of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, Michael, give everybody your website to go to and sign up, as we're going to keep promoting this. I've been on Facebook. I've been promoting it. I think also next week when you're in town, there's going to be a major explosion of people saying, ooh, he's here, and signing up. I believe that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, people should go to the website, which is MGAFILM. That's MGAfilm.org. And if you'll look in the upper right, there's a little tab there. This is Tampa St. Pete. And just click on that, and it'll tell you all about what we're planning and when we're planning to be there, and a place where people can sign up. And we sure look forward to seeing everybody that can get there.
Michael, did you find a place where your workshop will be held?
Yeah, I believe we're holding it at the same place that the film festival is going to be, at the Green Branch Brewing Company.
Okay.
Yeah, which is really wonderful because they have a great space there. They're being very generous, very good people.
Oh, very nice. Well, we're going to be there, and we're excited. You're going to meet our reporters, Michael, as well. And we're still promoting this throughout Florida for you. And thank you so much for calling in. And we'll see you next week, hopefully in the studio.
Thank you, ma'am. I sure look forward to it. And I will be finished with this cold by then.
That's Saturday. We air Saturday from 3 to 4.
That's right.
So put it on your schedule.
Yes, we need you here. Or we'll see you there after the show. Sounds great, Michael. God bless. And we're plugging it. We're plugging it. All right?
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah. That's Michael Givens, film director.
Yes.
We'll actually have that video up there on the Facebook website attached to Tan Talk, more in-depth of him as a film director.
Okay.
Which is great. And you have a question.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Okay, so.
Who do you want to ask it to?
You and Yvonne.
Ooh, we got a question.
We
have 5 minutes left on the show. Go for it.
Okay, so I know you told a lot of people a bunch of times how you got started, but could you tell again how you got started to the radio?
Thank you. Very good question. You know, the late James Brown, actually was Paul Murray. I'm going to back up. He introduced me after college to Bonnie Hilton Sweeney. This is the pre-Grammy that they're talking about in Vegas. Long story short, just they opened the door for me, came in. I got all these great interviews, and now we're bringing all the same people back. Like, we had Kathleen Bradley from The Price is Right, and she was, you know, on the air with us. Fabulous interview.
Yes, she was.
And so many other, and Joe Jackson. Jackson, Michael's dad. I got to go to their house and meet Joe. And, you know, the doors just opened up. And we're really opening this door of radio. You know, I was on the air for four nights a week down in West Palm Beach. And this is what we did. And we brought in the best people to help your career. Is this helping your career?
Yeah.
A lot?
It's helping a lot.
So we need other reporters out there worldwide that you can actually send your footage and your audio in to the show. And if you're a secret millionaire out there that has some extra money, we'll put it towards this show because we need you. And this is helping the community. It's not helping me. You know, write it to Tan Talk. We'll be on the air for forever.
Because the people, young people out there need to know what's going on here, what Don Reese is presenting to them, producers, directors, workshops where they could go and learn how to become what they want to be, actors and et cetera.
Yeah. Right.
This is, to me, I was telling Don today, I said, I don't know, but this is such a great opportunity.
It is.
Yes. And I just support her in any way because she knows everybody.
Well, you know, we've got about 7 minutes. You know, I don't know if we've ever had, how many minutes? Three. Well, our clock is wrong out here. Did we, like, not set it back or something? It's like 3:56.
Okay.
Okay, three minutes.
All right.
Okay, so maybe we could take a caller if there's somebody out there that's driving. You got a minute to call us. At here we go. 727-441-3000. We have not taken callers, but next week we will take callers.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. They can ask questions about show business or they're getting connected. And if you want to be a reporter for me, I'm actually going to be putting reporters workshops for kids and teens together. But before Before I go, look at this poster behind me. You know, and you, we have 2 minutes left. But BarbizonModelingAndActing.com or BarbizonModeling.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
BarbizonModeling.com. We're giving away a $100,000 scholarship, a college of your choice. So go to that
and
website.
What about New York? It says something about New York City.
That was you can win one of our promotions. It was win a photo shoot, win a trip to New York.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So if you go to the website, just sign up, and then, you know, the searches will come in, and somebody does win one of those giveaways, and I'll send you that information.
And what's the age?
You know, 9 to about 18 years old.
9 to 18, okay.
But I also work there.
I know.
And I'm hiring team leaders around the United States. So if you're in Ohio or different areas, and Des Moines right now I'm hiring for, in Chicago mm-hmm. I'm hiring for, if you know anybody. So, you know, get in touch with me at, you know, the radio station. Just get in touch with me on Hollywood Connections. We have like 1 minute left. Any last words, Brianna?
This is a great opportunity.
Thank you.
I love being here.
Thank you. We love you here, too. And that's why I wanted to have you see my vision when I first met you.
Yes.
This was it. Yvonne, any other last questions?
Just been a very exciting day today.
Thank you.
All day I've been with you, Dawn.
I know.
And we covered a lot of ground.
We did.
Uh-huh.
We did.
And the main thing about the whole thing is networking and find the place that you want to be, but Don Reese can take you there. You can take them there. I'm sure you can.
Well, you know what? It's a matter of luck, timing, and who you know and who knows you. And, you know, and I can't promise anything. I'm not an agent or a manager.
No.
But I open the door of opportunity. And I want to thank Stephanie Sims because she did let us come in today and do
yes.
interviews.
Mm-hmm.
For that, I'm her Miss Gasparilla, Queen of Queens forever. Right, mm-hmm. Stephanie? We're out there in Airland. So I want to thank you. And Peter, any last words? What about today's show? Did you like it?
Absolutely. Always love it.
Oh, we have some more celebrities calling in next week. We're really super stoked about it.
All right. Sounds good.
Do you know who I'm working on?
Who?
Jo Marie Payton from Family Matters.
Okay.
Okay. She played Sugar Mama. I'm mm-hmm. working on Lauren Chapin from
Mama.
Father Knows Best. She played Little Kathy.
Okay.
Dear friend of mine. And we have more celebrities. You know, we had, you know, Brian that owns a pizza place. You know, we're trying to get him on the air with us and talk about his acting career. And we have more sports people for you as well.
Sounds good.
All right. How are we doing on time?
Oh, we got 30 seconds.
So what did you just tell everybody? Tune in next. What's on next?
Bring your passion. Bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense. The Sports Web coming up with yours truly along with Sean the Sports Don. Tune in.
I love it. Yeah. See, he'd be a great sportcaster for,
he'd
you know, Bobby.
He'd be wonderful. Yes.
I know. We need to get him an agent. So if there's a sports agent out there, you need one, right? And why do you need one?
Because I'm trying to find a broadcasting job in television. That's why.
That's right. Okay, so there we go. And
got the voice for it.
Doesn't he?
Yes.
Very much so. We want to thank Lola from Tan Talk Radio. We need your banners because we're in a lot of parades. Hey, do you want to be in the parades with us?
Sure.
We do. We just need cars. Anybody have a convertible?
Convertible. We need some convertibles.
We need convertibles and cars. Please get in touch with us. Bye. God bless. Give it to God. Watch things happen. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Have a good night.